Good afternoon.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. This is Joshua O'Neill, better known as Sarge. Today, we are going to talk about, we're just going to talk about life today, because, you know, I done had a lot of folks done call me this week and tell me what was going on in their life. So today, you know, we're just going to talk about life for a few minutes. Like, my friend called me the other day and she tried to commit suicide, and I talked to her for a few minutes. And I gave her a scripture to read, was 2 Timothy 4:7. So I will be on the show every week with something different to talk about. I'm just trying this new today. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's online right now. Give a shout out to Pastor Green. Give a shout out to my grandma, my mom, my godmom that's online. Give a shout out to Ms. Harold Williams. So today, like I said, we're just going to talk for a few minutes about what's going on. So, relationship is a big thing. Relationship. If a person don't want you, let them go. You know, life is too short. Please let them go. Just let them go. So, this is Joshua O'Neill, better known as Sarge. Me personally, I work. I got my own security company. I got 3 kids, 5 months, eight years old, and a 16-year-old. So that's just a little bit about me. I work at Date Academy. So if I got any callers online and you want to say something to help me out, y'all can unmute yourself. Please, no cussing, because we will cut you off the show. But if you have a lot that you want to talk about, let me know. Just let's interact for a few minutes. I got Ms. Harold Williams online. If she want to say anything, she can take her phone off mute. And if Ms. Shereen want to say anything, she can take her phone off mute. So y'all just help me out. Ms. Harold Williams, you want to say anything? So, if you want to be on the show.
It's a matter of communication. Sometimes when you don't say what you need to say at the right time, then things escalate. And when you say it, when you finally break and speak what's on your mind, it's done in anger. And I'm finding that when I wait, that I say things that I didn't mean to say. So it's a matter of keeping communication lines open and then doing it in a non-threatening situation. Even if you have to have someone else in the room with you, don't wait until anger and disappointment overflows and threatens a relationship. If you love somebody, you love them. And it doesn't matter what has gone down between you, you still love them. But sometimes we say things in anger that we might think and we might feel, but we say it out of context, out of anger, and it hurts another person. So I'm just saying, keep communications alive. And also, you know, like you said, if you're in a relationship with somebody, and this is not a personal thing, we have too many people shooting and killing other people. And if they're your ex, just let them go. As Sarge says, just let them go and you go on with your life and let them continue with theirs. And I'm out.
So So, you know, that is my godmom. She been with me through thick and thin. So y'all know I'm going to let my auntie speak on it. Miss Shereen, can you speak on it? You know, as being the pastor, give us a true word of comfort, please, ma'am.
Well, Josh, I'm on live. All the callers are muted out for the moment. Unless they want to get the jump back in, that's fine. But what I have to say about relationships is, quite frankly, I'll be honest with you, I'm not a relationship type of a person. I'm the type of a person that when people start to put me somewhere where I don't want to be, I'm the one that turn my back and walk out the door. I realize that's not a good option. For everybody, that's not a good option for everybody. But I'm the person that now, I used to not be like this. I'm not lying. But I'm the person now that'll be the first one out the door. I mean, soon as something starts, I'm like, bye, see you. It's like, what's his name that was on The Color Purple when Miss Sophie came in and the girl called her, you just a big fat heifer. And Miss Sophie, and then everybody just looked up and said, whoop. Time to go. And the guy slammed down the piano, took off. Everybody took off running because they knew Miss Sophia would get her to start throwing fists. So I'm the person that be slamming the piano thing down going, oop, time to go. And it's just that easy for me. I don't get involved with relationships. Love is one thing, but getting involved with all that controversy, that's another thing altogether. And I used to be the type of person to get dead in the middle of a fight. Used to be angry. I'd be the one throwing fists. Now I'm the one slamming down the piano keys, running out the door. And goodbye, sayonara, see you later. You ain't about to put me up in that. I'm done. And once I'm done, I'm done. You will never see or hear from me again. It's all over at that point. So you just listen to two opposite ends of the spectrum here. One one that's a little softer, you know, Miss Hart Williams is my sister, and me, which is the wild person, I do the wild thing. I get up and walk out the door. I'm done. It's over. I'm finished. And when I'm done, I'm done. I may lose the number. Don't call me. I don't never want to hear from you again as long as I live. And I mean every word of it. If I never see you again on this side of the planet. But is that the godly thing to do? Not always. But my temperament is just like that right now, so y'all just have to pray for a sister, okay? That's all I need y'all to do. Help me out with some prayers because I'm the walkout girl these days. So what is the deal, Josh? Are you talking about a specific relationship or something you know that you want to discuss with the listeners this evening?
I got you.
Is it a specific topic you wanted to touch on with relationships? That's what I'm asking.
Say, you know, by me working, I have seen a lot of relationships. We had one that worked at a liquor store, and she going through a domestic violence right now. I'm not going to say her name, but, you know,
right.
the other day he just jumped on her, blacked her eye, the windshield wiper, you know, he done cracked that
right.
Head. Her spirit is still good. Like she called, you know, she came to the store today and she said, Josh, you gave me a scripture to read. Like I got a little book mm-hmm. that my auntie gave me and it mm-hmm. tell you about relationship, love, you know, spirits,
mm-hmm.
life and all that. So I give her a scripture out of that every day. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just personal to me because I done been through a lot. So
you
know,
have the
me now.
Can you, if you had a book with you, can you give us one scripture from it?
Ma'am.
Or do you remember? I said if you had a book with you right now, you don't have it with you?
I ain't got it. It's at my office because I let it stay in my office at the school because I read it every day. So I know next Wednesday I'll be prepared a little better. Cause you know,
okay.
Auntie always throw you out sometimes. You know, y'all. You know, Auntie, you know I do better than this, but this is my first time, this is my first time on
right.
a talk show, my own talk. You know, my own talk. So I will be ready next week and more prepared. because I have a whole week to work on it.
Okay.
All
right. Now, listeners who are listening right now, you're listening to On the Streets of Sarge. From the ATL to the clean, lean, mean streets of his native hometown, Columbus, Georgia, Sarge O'Neill is all hands on deck. He hits the streets almost every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. to talk to the world about real life and what happens to come up before the night is over. So he's live, and so whatever happens in the Fountain City Radio stays on Fountain City Radio. Fountain City Radio is sponsored by the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California, Kingstown Family Foundation, and Open Book Ministries of Columbus, Georgia. Open Book Ministries is a 501c3 organization, and all donations are tax deductible. So if there's anybody listening in right now, I want you to dial in 515-605-9341 and get on the streets live with Sarge Joshua O'Neill. Back to you.
I appreciate that, Auntie. So I know we're going to get ready to take a break. So before I break, I just want to get, like she said, to my sponsors. And if y'all want to sponsor us, we got it. I got to find out your Cash App, or we got Zelle. I have all that by next week in case y'all want to donate to the organization or the ministry or whatever we got going on, because we have a lot going on. So, yes. So I'm going to get ready to take a break, and I get back with you in 2 minutes.
My name is Dr. Tony Fauci here at the National Institutes of Health. If you've recovered from COVID-19, your plasma has antibodies that may help others fight COVID. Please donate plasma now. You can literally save lives. There are thousands of locations across the country where you can donate. Find the site to donate your plasma at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
All right, y'all, I'm back in the streets, man. Right now I'm going to put this nice chef online. She's all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Her name is Chef Keisha. She's going to talk about a little bit about relationship. So, Miss Keisha, can you help me out with a little bit about relationship? You know, you got a 21-year-old. Can you tell us, give a little idea of a relationship or the spirit side like?
From the spiritual side?
Yeah, from the spirit side.
Well, you know, God got to come first. That's first and foremost. So I don't know if anything else needs to be said. I mean, if you put God first, then it is what it is. Let the chips fall where they may.
Well, y'all know, like I said, I'm live in the streets. You know, I want to thank Miss Tisha. She brought me a pound cake the other day, and it was so delicious. So I got one more person I'm going to bring up. Miss Red, come on, go live with me. Now, you can talk about the relationship side for me. Tell me a few things.
What you want to know?
Just tell me a few things. Let the listener know how to have a relationship.
I mean, first of all, most important is loyalty, of course. Loyalty, respect, love, appreciation, and doing the right thing. You know, getting out here, going to work, doing what you got to do every day. Keep doing what you're doing every day and just do you. I mean, it's all about the two people that's in a relationship and that's willing to make it work or not willing to make it work.
Well, like I said, I'm live at work, too, at the same time. I'm doing about 3-4 jobs. And, you know, like Red said, loyalty comes first. Like Miss Keisha said, your spirit's life, God comes first. So I don't know what else to say. I'm going to let Miss Hart Williams, you got anything you want to say before I close out, Miss Hart Williams, anything you want to say?
I'm agreeing with the young lady that just you have to put God first. If you don't have love for the Lord, you can't love other people in the right way. You need to love yourself. And there are a lot of people who hate because they don't really love themselves. They damn themselves before anybody else can. So love God, love yourself, and then practice love for other people. Even some people, you love them, but you don't necessarily like what they say or do. Love them anyway. And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, thank you. Well, my brother just texted me an open life. He said he wanted to give a shout-out to everybody that listened to his big brother. And he just like, keep doing what you're doing. But I just put him and his girlfriend back together. So I'm going to give a shout-out to my sponsors. My sponsor is Kingtown Family Foundation, Open Book Ministry of Columbus, Georgia. And my next sponsor will be KJO Enforcement. We out of Columbus, Georgia. So we going to sponsor this show next. And it's a couple things that I'm working on right now. So, man, me and Auntie going to sit down and do some things. Y'all going to see us growing in the community. I am going to hit. I'm coming hard next week. And what I'm really going to speak on is what's up with all this killing in Columbus, Georgia. So like you just said, I just lost my best friend. Her boyfriend shot it in the bedroom and waited for the police. So we're going to hit that hard next week. They just had a killing today. So we're going to really hit that hard next week. I will have my notes. I will have my scripture, everything. I'm coming next week. So that's what we're going to talk about next week. So I would like, at least, if you at least bring one person on the show with you next week, I am going to get lunch. If you bring at least one person, one guest with you next week, and if you have more than 3 guests on the show next week, I am buying y'all lunch. I will cash app you and you go buy lunch. So that go for Miss Hart Williams, that go for Miss Green, that go for my brother. If y'all bring anybody on the show, if you got at least one person, I'm going to buy you and that person lunch. I'm going to cash app to you. So that is what I'm really going to talk about next week. And if anybody have any ideas, you can get in touch with me by email. It is joshuaoneal988@gmail.com. That, again, is 988@gmail.com. If you have any ideas for what you want me to talk about, please let me know. And the telephone number is called in for this week is 515-605-9341. That number again is 515-41. I might try to get Michael Soul to be my special guest next week because he out doing a good job, you know. And I especially want to give a shout out to East Highland. They doing a good job. They keep up the good work they got going up there in their community, especially all my pastors that's doing stuff. And we're going to pray for everybody around the world, especially that officer just shot that little boy last week. Man, let's pray for his family. We just finished with Jamal Floyd, so now we got another killing up there. So, y'all, let's sit together. Community got to sit together. This police abuse has got to stop. Don't go tearing up your town. Please stop tearing up your town because it ain't going to get you nowhere but in jail. We got the National Guard in Atlanta right now. They want to tear up Atlanta. Y'all, stop tearing up the town. It's time to pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. But that's going to be my subject for next week, so I ain't going to need to touch that right now. But I just want to pray for all the families that lost a loved one. And please keep your mask on, wash your hands. If you sick, stay home, because this COVID ain't no joke right now. So we got one more commercial break, and every week I will have a song. So, you know, if you want to hear a song, please let me know. Logan ain't got no cussing. All that rap, I don't do all that rap. We can listen to the last $2 or whatever, but I don't listen to no rap. Blues or gospel, that's all I listen to. So I'm going to ask my switchboard to put on a gospel song for me. I want to hear Grace for you, if she can find it for me. And we're going to play that. That's going to be my song for tonight. And I will have it. My scripture for tonight is 2 Timothy 4:7. That is my scripture for tonight. And if anybody can tell me what my scripture is right now on the line, we're not like Googling, or if you know what it is, I'm going to buy you lunch tomorrow. And Ms. Green, go ahead and tell them what my scripture is, please. Or Ms. Hart Williams, go ahead and tell them what my scriptures is, please. They can tell you. They ain't even got to look, because I used to send it to them every day. 2 Timothy 4:7. So we go on a commercial break, and I'll be back in 2 minutes.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
All right, y'all, so I'm back live. This will be my last for the night. So like I said, let me give a shout-out to my sponsors again. My sponsors, It's Kingtown Family Foundation, Open Book Ministry of Columbus, Georgia. And we soon going to have KJO Enforcement. We gonna do this thing. So the telephone number to call in is 515-605-9341. 505-059-341. So in the 3 minutes that I have, if my listeners have any more questions, let me know. We have 3 minutes. The flow is open. Anything that you want to ask me, you can. But I'm just like an open book. So I'm going to get a flow to whoever want to ask any questions. And also Empower Leadership Academy of California. So if anybody has any questions, please let me know, and I'll let y'all have the flow right now. Ms. Hart Williams, you have a question? So, like I said, if any questions, please let me know. It's already good. If you have any questions, please let me know. Ms. Green, do you have any questions for me before we get up out of here?
I do not have any questions for you, Sarge, but I tell you what, I thank you so much. You have done a fabulous, fantastic job tonight. If Ms. Hart Williams is still on the line at 8847, you can chime in as we get ready to close out. We're 2.5 minutes down on Fountain City Radio, and we're about to sign off the air. And for everybody who was listening, if you appreciate On the Streets with Sarge, please give us a call in next week at 515-605-9341. We thank you, Sarge, for coming on the show tonight. We're looking forward to a fabulous show next Wednesday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. If you're out on the West Coast, you know what time it is. It's 5 p.m. out in California, so you know when and where to dial in. Once again, the call-in number, 515-605-9341. And our sponsors are the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California, Kingstown Family Foundation, and Open Book Ministries of Columbus, Georgia. We're 1 minute down on the show. We're going to let Sarge close it out for us for the night. Sarge, are you going to bring your guests tonight and tell them you'll see them next Wednesday at 8 o'clock on Fountain City Radio?
So as the introduction was, next week we will be, it was just my run trial, y'all. I think I did a good job, but next week we sure enough going to get into the talk. So other than that, I appreciate everybody listening. Hey, B, you want to say something on my radio station? No, we're going to let B say something. Hold on.
What's good, people?
So that's one of my coworkers. He's shy, but we're going to get him on the radio station next week. Oh, we're gonna work on them. But like I said, if you can find me on my email, it is joshuaoneal988@gmail.com. joshuaoneal988@gmail.com. And furthermore than that, you know, as they say, please keep my family in their prayers. My little one just had a baby. My little one just had surgery, Lord Jesus. Whew. She just had surgery. So keep my family in prayer. She's doing good. She got to go back and have one more. But until then, I am signing off. Love y'all and be safe. Peace.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.